Is there anything now?
Seeing.
Okay. God is seeing. We talk just one word at a time. Do you know seeing as it is? Do you know the truth, the absolute truth of seeing? Because usually there is seeing all day, but nobody pay attention even to understand or to think about it. But without seeing, is there a world of sight, people and things?
No, ma'am.
So what is seeing now?
Ma'am, for me, the seeing is a projected image.
It's about that which is seen. Is there anything seen now? The object which is seen. What is that?
Visible objects, ma'am.
This is what you learn. But usually, what is seen? If you don't know anything about seeing at all, or that which is seen at all, and when you are asked what is seen, what will be the answer?
I'm seeing the objects.
What is that? What is that which is object right now? When you are asked what do you see and what is seen, you didn't say an object, right? So what is seen? Usually, even right now, to be truth, what is seen? It's here and now, but there is no understanding of anything in the world at all. That's why when one is asked, what is seen? What is seen? What do you see?
Salut.
I see people and things.
You see only the image.
Nimitta.
Without that which arises and falls away, the only reality that can impinge on the eyes, it cannot see, it cannot understand, it doesn't know that it's now impinged on the eyes. But it's a reality which cannot experience at all. But it's there with the primary rupas. You see this? Because there's primary rupas here, the four and the derived four. So when it's taken away, you cannot see it because there's no solidity, nothing at all. So one arises, one is born and see the whole life, no understanding of what is it, the truth of it, without that which is conditioned to arise to be such. The one which is there can impinge on the eye and arises and falls away in split second, unknown, until the image is there to be seen. So this is the world, that which arises and falls away in split seconds. No one knows. If Buddha didn't become enlightened and he taught, he didn't just develop parami to become enlightened. People just go away from his teaching and go to the meditation center. See, not understanding anything at all. Just have intention, just to know what. They don't realize at all. They are told to do, but not any understanding of the teachings of the Buddha.
Achan says that when people go to the meditation centers, they give them instructions to do meditation in certain way.
Unnaturally.
But that's unnaturally because you are not knowing the truth that is arising naturally in the present moment.
No idea that what is seen also is the image of a reality which can impinge on the eye, and the seeing just see and falls away, and the other citta can follow immediately. No gap in between, so it's like something stay all the time from birth to death, changing, but no understanding why and what. When there is hearing, no understanding that it arises after many cittas which have seen or experienced that which is seen. So we live in the world of ignorance until hearing the teachings. And when you hear the Dhamma, when there is the understanding, you know whether it's Dhamma from the Buddha teaching or not. Or just someone just talk about from not carefully study and understanding now as the Buddha taught.
Ma'am, suppose in the case we are seeing through the body door. We are seeing through the body door.
Body door.
The eyes is eye door. Body door senses and mind door senses.
You mean body sense?
I mean reality and concepts.
You mean seeing through the eye door?
Eye door. It's a body door sense.
No.
The body sense is the whole body that touch, right?
Hardness and softness.
Hardness and softness and temperature, that's body sense.
Body senses.
Or body door.
Uh-huh. Ma'am, if the eye is closed and I'm not sleeping, still I have got a lot of the projections in my mind, a lot of the images and a lot of the thoughts are there. Then what are those?
At the moment, is there seeing?
No, ma'am.
Hearing?
Yes.
No. When you are dreaming, there's no hearing at all. Hearing is hearing. So when you use the term dreaming, it means that you think about even while you are asleep. Because there are many levels of thinking. There is now no word yet, but think about the shape and form before there is the idea. So, while one is dreaming, no seeing. So we say, I am dreaming because I am not seeing. I am hearing, not dreaming. See? So dreaming is just thinking about the experiences that one remember and think. Because no matter you close your eyes, there's no tongue and body, though. You can think. That is through mind, though. So there are six doors. The eye door just is a door for seeing to arise at that rupa. Without that rupa, seeing cannot arise. And that rupa is the eyewitness for the arising of citta. The seeing arises there. It does not arise here. It does not think. So there are six doorways, the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, body, and mind. And the mind is the citta, which is not moment of being asleep. So there must be a moment of acknowledge what's there, but it doesn't see yet. And that is the pancha, five, dvara, door, pancha, dvara, vachana. This is the citta. The first citta, which is the citta which arises to experience that which impinges on the sense door and the mind door. That sense door, or the sense base, or the eye base, is rupa. Five rupa and one citta, which arises before seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and thinking. This is what we don't know at all. But Buddha told us all about everything so that it will lead to understanding clearer and better and firmer about no one, no self.
Ajahn just said five rupas and one citta.
The doorway?
Five doorway?
Yes. The eye base, ear base, tongue base.
Yeah. But why one rupa, five doorway?
No. Eye base is one rupa.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
One.
But there are five.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then mind door is not the rupa at all. That's why one can think without seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and touching. And without memory, which marks every moment, there cannot be any idea, and there cannot be thinking, and knowing what is what. So very, very fast the arising and falling away, and the usually people attend to that which is seen and heard, but not that which experience. The seeing, the hearing, the smelling, the tasting, and the touching. So, Buddha develops parami in order to realize the truth of everything. So, in very details that no one knows. But people who go to meditation center do not know anything at all, just being told to do. Walking unnaturally. For what? Not listen to the teachings, but listen to anyone who tell them to do so. No understanding of any word of the Buddha at all. But he taught for 45 years of whatever appears, arising and falling away. Nothing can be taken for self because it's wrong. Because what is now is reality is unknown. The rupa cannot experience anything is real. It arises by conditions, by kamma, by citta, by utu, or by ahara. Each rupa has to have one condition, whether it is kamma, like ice base, and the rupa which is conditioned by citta, thinking and speaking condition the movement of the body as one thinks. See, who knows? Now, there must be citta with which thinks, otherwise then cannot be word spoken, movement. See, depending on citta and walking, doing anything, the rupa cannot move. When the citta does not arise at the rupa, it's like this. It cannot move, it cannot do anything. So the movement of the body, no matter what manners, are conditioned by citta. And the utu, this, the citta doesn't condition it to arise. Trees, flowers, lake, mountain are conditioned by utu.
What does utu mean?
Temperature.
Temperature.
Mm-hmm. Heat and cold. The four primary rupas condition other rupa. So the rupa arises, it does not experience anything, but it's conditioned by kamma, the face, the color and everything. People, animals and so on are conditioned, the rupa are conditioned by kamma, and some are conditioned by citta, and some are conditioned by utu, and some conditioned by ahara. Nutrition. That's why we have to eat, because the rupa from kamma, see, it's so little, it cannot keep on life. So it needs the rupa, needs another rupa, like temperature is rupa, and ahara is rupa as well. And who knows? No self, no one at all. Only the absolute truth, rupa. No matter we talk about a car, computer, or anything, they are all rupa. They cannot experience anything. But they are conditioned by many conditions. And the citta, that which arises to experience only, it cannot remember, it cannot like or dislike. It just be the chief which experience the object so clear. It doesn't mean understanding when we use the word clear, but nothing can experience clearly the object as citta. Even the cetasikas, they have their own functions, different functions, because there are altogether 52 kinds of cetasika. No wonder anger arises by condition. When the object is pleasant, it cannot condition anger. And cetasika, all realities must be conditioned, otherwise it cannot arise. And it has to be its own proper condition for it to arise. For example, the eye base is the condition for seeing only. The other citta which follows does not arise at the eye base. That's why it cannot see. But it arises at the heart base, which arises at the moment of birth. At moment of birth, citta, cetasika, and rupa arise by one kamma only, no matter when. Even eons and years ago, the kamma still can produce result. Like Buddha before his death, he suffered a lot from illness, see. No one can know the past, but Buddha told his disciple what condition such and such, even his illness. And this is life, which no one knows without listening to the teachings carefully from the beginning to the end, listening with the understanding of no self, will condition more and more understanding, which will lead to enlighten the truth. Because he said, now, seeing is conditioned, arise and fall away. This can be proven, can be directly penetrated. Because Buddha had enlightened, he had penetrated all the truth, And what he taught is just only like the some leaves in his hand, while his right understanding is greater than like the leaves in the forest. So just learn to understand. Is there doubt? Is there doubt? Not you or my or whatever. Is there doubt?
Yes, there is doubt.
So it's real, a cetasika, not citta. Each cetasika arises with citta, and citta cannot arise without cetasika. They arise together, coordinated, originated.
Originated?
Yes. Citta condition cetasika, and citta and cetasika condition citta. No one at all. Whatever you use the term, the word in life, it represents realities which are unknown if Buddha didn't enlighten and didn't teach. Who knows? But the person who goes through the meditation center, does not listen to the teachings of the Buddha. They believe in someone who didn't tell them to understand what Buddha taught for 45 years. And some say that no need to study the teaching, just practice. Buddha didn't say that at all. Otherwise he wouldn't teach for 45 years. If it from eons ago that he had developed right understanding to become enlightened, but they don't need anything at all. Just go to meditation center. No understanding of the teachings of Buddha. And what for? To walk slowly, unnaturally, intentionally, with the idea of self and ignorance. And this is Buddhism today. And it cannot be taught to the person who has no accumulation to listen, no conditions for them to listen and to understand, because it's so very deep, very subtle, beyond anything in the world, to know that how long it takes to understand each word of the Buddha correctly, perfectly, because he used many words and many terms for one reality. To condition right understanding and firm understanding, like Dhamma. See, you speak to anyone who has heard the teaching, what is Dhamma, what would they say? Or what is seen, what would they say? Or what sees, what would they say? Ignorance, not understanding the truth of realities at all. But the seeing just arises to see at the I bears by condition. The citta before seeing, the citta after seeing, do not arise at the I bears. They arise at the heart bears, which begins by condition by karma at birth, like the patisanticitta. So at moment of birth, no one there, no akhil, no asha, only citta with cetasika, which are conditioned by one karma, and the rupa conditioned by karma. Citta at the moment of birth does not condition rupa. All three are conditioned by karma. Later, after that, citta can produce or condition rupa, like breath. And who knows, they think that when breath stops, it's death. But actually, when citta does not arise, there cannot be breath, because breath is conditioned by citta. That which has no citta cannot have breath.
That is also by karma.
It depends on each citta that Buddha taught us to understand the difference between one by one. So because of the cetasika which accompanied citta, that made citta different into 89 types of citta, or 1 and 20 in special case.
121.
Then that is only number But we have to understand that what is the truth of each different citta.
After reading reality then concept,
okay,
I have got one doubt, ma'am.
Yes, is that doubt you?
Are you
confused, ma'am?
But it's
I am confused. It's a reality. If confused does not arise, there is the idea of I doubt. So each thing with ignorance, there is the idea of self. Take everything from me or mine or others.
There's only doubt or confusion arising. That's true. But no self being confused.
We're seeing now. Learn about anatness from the beginning to the end. That is the teachings of the Buddha. Three levels: hearing and developing and experiencing directly. Pariyati, Patipatti, Pativeda. Pativeda is the realization of what one has heard from the very beginning. No one, no self. So at moment of listening to the teachings, if there's the firm understanding that actually there's no self, the understanding develops or grows by itself. But if you read the Tripitaka all the way with the idea of I know, I understand, there is still I. We are talking about bringing back the Buddhism into India, as Pantesvili would like to do. Yes, and I said to Kunvira, please ask him what he would like us to do, and then we can help him. But tell us what to do. Don't hesitate. Now do you know doubt? Not you. Starting from not me, then you can understand quicker and better. Because all the way there are only anatomies, just conditioned for arising, and they are not self, they are citta, citta-sika, rupa. Nothing can be taken for I at all, because seeing is conditioned for aware. Hearing, not you, no one.
Understanding is also conditioned.
Everything. Without hearing, can there be condition for understanding? Without considering carefully, can be the understanding of better and better understanding.
Reality is conditioned.
Mm-hmm. And then we feel better and better, no self, no one. See, little bit from clinging. And it's so dukkha with the idea of self.
There's so much suffering with the idea of self, right? So when we get rid of the idea of self, we feel better, more lighter, more light.
And more pleasant. Until moment of enlightenment. Because you see that even pleasant is feeling. We have only worldly pleasant feeling. But when there is understanding, and it develops, the reality of feeling, pleasant feeling, is much different. Pleasant to be unchained, to be enslaved by ignorance, attachment, which nothing, just arising and falls away all the time. What is left is the image of everything as real or as something all the time by wrong sanya, sanya vipalasa.
So can we say it's a kusala pleasant feeling or?
But different, because it's worldly pleasant feeling. Right. Not knowing, understanding, just enjoy that which just arises and falls away. And we don't know the nature of it, like orange, rice, fish. We don't know the reality of it at all. Just take the taste with attachment and cling to different ones. But when it's just that which arises and falls away, no one there, only each clear reality, one at a time. Because now so many realities, so it cannot be as clear as when it appears as one. at a time. And nothing can make it appear one until right understanding, which begin to understand just one, that is the second level of understanding. Because the first one is understanding by hearing, considering, which will condition the direct understanding of just one, satipatthana, at a time. Because when there is what people say develop a practice, it doesn't mean that one is practicing. But the condition, the understanding, theoretical understanding, condition, a moment unexpectedly. Everything has to be unexpected when it is panya. No clinging to make it arise. That is the idea of self. So the idea of self is so very fine, it can be very gross and very fine because of lobha and titi. That's why there is the word silapata pramasa. Only panya knows, because lobha follows as much as it can. So when panya has developed, lobha cannot follow as that, stage by stage.
The what phrase, Ajahn? Before you mention a phrase, sila param.
Sila pata pramasa.
Means?
Wrong practice, wrong manners or doing or whatever, the way the michatiti appear. Paying respect to the tree as the rupa of the image of the Buddha, yes. Just as the rupa. See? Yes. Yeah, for
Michatiti.
And when Michatiti has its own manners, the manners of Michatiti is sila pata pramasa.
Oh, yes, yes, rituals, yes.
And only panya can know.
Right.
Even intention, just a little bit, is not the right path.
Right.
And if panya doesn't know, there is intention to do, to try so hard. So many akusla accumulated years and years ago be conditioned for such wrong understanding and wrong manners.
Ma'am, can any education can condition understanding?
What do you mean by education? That's why we have to talk just one word at a time. The reality of it, not only the word.
Ma'am, practicing realization?
When
practicing and realization.
That you mean that means education?
Yes.
Who practice?
Ma'am, to condition understanding.
Understanding develops by itself.
That is
the word sikha in Pali. Sikha in Pali, and the Thai use the word siksa, but it means study. Develop understanding from what? The words of the Buddha.
It develops by own self.
No, understanding of the words of the Buddha at all? Of the Buddha at all?
You mean it develops by itself? That's what you mean?
I'm asking, that is a reason.
But what is your question again? It develops...
How the understanding is conditioned.
Oh. Okay. How understanding...
Is conditioned, ma'am.
Conditioned without the words of the Buddha.
Yes, ma'am.
Can there be any understanding?
No.
And education means the understanding. Right. Through what? Hearing, considering, and thinking carefully. And I think what you use the word education for?
He's using the word education for...
Realization?
For understanding, right?
Understanding and realization.
Can we say that with sutta, hearing, pahu sutta, see, can there be understanding, and you use the word educating? It's not just like worldly education.
Ajahn, can I ask you a question? Wait, you use the word hearing the Dhamma, right?
Yes.
In Thai, What word do you use for hearing? Dai yin rư fang.
Fang. Mun kan ka. Dai yin is just hearing.
Yes.
Which hears a sound. But fang, developing understanding through considering.
แต่ต้องใช้คำว่าฟังดีกว่าใช่ไหม
Fang. T hearing does not understand anything.
ถ้าอย่างนั้น in that case I think in English we have to use the word listen, not hear.
Right, listen. And listen comes from hearing.
I see the word hear. Very often. And I think it confuses with hearing, seeing, touching.
Yeah.
So I think it's better to use the word to listen.
Yes,
right?
But when there is understanding, no matter what word we use, because without hearing there cannot be understanding.
Yes, yes.
But it's correct.
It's correct, right?
To use the word fang, listening.
Fang di kwa cha mai krap.
In spite of hear, we should use the word listen.
Right?
What? Where hear is there, you can also use the word listen.
Listen is better because here we use just when the hearing that happens in the ear base.
Before recognize.
Only hearing the sound. Mm. Yes, exactly.
And listen.
Listen. Ma'am, in this paper with the Kubodi, there's one thing you were saying. If mindfulness is conditioned and no one can make it arise, and after it has arisen, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing remaining. Now it's stopped.
Completely.
Nothing remaining. Now,
Is this scene now the same? The one
It's gone.
It's gone. Never to return at all. Mm. It's like the fire, the extinction of the fire. It's gone when it stopped. When it's blown up.
But, ma'am, will at that instant, that time, there will be no self? When you are understanding it?
There must be the understanding of no self from hearing as the base for the direct understanding of reality, which is that. Seeing is just seeing right now, and seeing is not that which is seen. But now nobody can see the distinction between seeing and that which is seen. But from hearing, seeing sees.
Yes, ma'am.
But it's gone. Not to be known yet, because it's just hearing about it. So this is the first level of understanding the teachings from listening, not just hearing. Yeah. See, and it's pariyatti in Pali.
Yes, ma'am. Pariyatti.
And pariyatti is not just hearing, not only understanding, but with firm confidence, as now whatever appears is not self.
It's not self.
One by one, and it's only when you are asked whether this moment is permanent, you say no, because you have heard, but you haven't experienced yet the arising and falling way of seeing.
But ma'am, panna will be there.
Pardon? And now nobody can experience just a moment, just one moment of seeing.
Yes,
what can be known is the image of seeing, nimitta. So we live in the world of nimitta. All in one's life. Always nimitta. Nimitta of even hardness. Even we touch softly, many, many group of rupa arising and falling away. Because only one which arises and falls cannot be known. According to what Buddha said about the experiencing through different procession.
Only one that arises and falls
cannot be known. Like seeing now must be followed by the other citta which receive the object but does not see. So at that moment, panya cannot experience just only one moment of seeing, not at all, by way of conditions that panya cannot follow seeing or have one seeing as a reality which can be known. But what is known, even vipassanayana, must be nimitta, image. That's why Buddha said, 5 khandhas and 5 nimittas. Because the nimitta of seeing cannot be other thing but only seeing, but not just one single moment.
5 khandhas and 5 nimittas.
Yes, yes.
5 khandhas and 5 nimittas.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Then rupa, which appear, is the mitta of rupa, not seeing, hearing.
Where Ajahn remembers where in the Tipitaka is mentioned five?
Yeah, five limita. You ask Kunkampan, and he will give you instantly what's there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ma'am, can be chitta. Can be chitta.
No, there is chitta.
No. I want to say more, ma'am.
Yeah.
Can be chitta accomplished by wisdom?
Otherwise, how there cannot be Buddha?
It's always parallel.
Buddha,
not parallel.
Chitta is different. There are altogether 89 kinds of chitta. So the seeing is not the hearing.
Yes.
You cannot say that it's the same at all. Seeing is seeing. It cannot do anything at all. It's conditioned just to see and falls away instantly. The other chitta which follows and that which arises before cannot see but can experience the object by way of its function. That's why we have to understand even chitta by way of function, by way of chati, the way it arises to be, and by the chetasika which accompany, whether it's accompanied by wrong understanding, michatiti, or sammatiti. So many degrees of each one. For example, attachment, from just not knowing that now it's attached already from that which appears, to the when you like it so much, you must have it. You just have to buy it, not today, but tomorrow or next year, something like that. See, many degrees. And anger, see, it has very different degrees. When you see the dust, that is seeing with anger. After that, you doesn't like dust to be there, see, until it can kill and have revenge. See, like Devadatta and Buddha.
Yes.
It can be known, it can be realized. Otherwise, there cannot be the eradication of akusala at all. Michatiti must be eradicated first. While the ignorance and attachment cannot be eradicated yet, it needs the highest one, arahata. Doesn't have any taint of ignorance and attachment and all akusala. No condition to be reborn again.
Ma'am, the root cause for attachment is lobha?
Ignorance. Yes. Because what is this we don't know. What is seen is not known. The citta which experiences is not known. So, lots of akusala from life to life, from moment to moment, without the panya, the highly developed panya, begins from the very beginning of hearing the teachings and have firm confidence so great that it can condition the, what you people say, practice, but actually it's the development, another higher degree of understanding, satipatthana.
Yes.
We use the word sati in life, but we don't know what sati is. We just say any word which you don't know at all.
Yes, ma'am, you have explained in this actual sati. It's a big debate on the sati.
Yeah.
He's also not surrendering and you also not surrendering. Mm-hmm. Sati.
Big debate, right?
Big debate on sati. Awareness or mindfulness. You can't take sati as a different. I have written here, awareness or mindfulness.
So now you know sati?
Yes, ma'am, awareness and
what's it?
I mean, it's awareness and mindfulness.
We?
Pardon, ma'am?
You do have sati, or sati arises by conditions. See, from the very beginning, right understanding has to be rooted little by little until it develops, until it's like big tree of panya. And when once you understand what's the right and wrong, when you hear anything about the teachings, you know whether it's right or wrong.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like drinking with sati. without any understanding.
Road crossing, drinking,
yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
It's a big...
And Sati does not stay for a long time. Each moment arises and falls in flesh. And that is the beginning to have less clinging. Because if there is attachment or clinging, it doesn't appear like that.
Chan is saying that if there is attachment to the idea of sati, then one thinks that sati stays for a long time.
They don't know what sati is.
Right.
Out of ignorance, there is attachment to everything which appears as something. But that is not the way Buddha taught, because each reality arises and falls in more than split seconds. And which arises first, and then what follows, all there, not sarato. So when I have sati, that is the idea of self, I have. When sati arises,
there is no I.
Nothing can be taken for I, because seeing is seeing, hearing is hearing, thinking is thinking, right understanding is right understanding. Mitchantiti, wrong understanding, cannot understand. So it's wrong with ignorance and attachment. That's why this citta cannot be dosa, because dosa does not dislike anything at all. But lopa attached to anything which is not known, and that which is unknown is avicca. So not knowing this as it is, it conditions attachment. So there is citta with attachment, without wrong understanding, without wrong view, and the citta which arises with attachment and wrong view.
Ma'am, understanding is also a lobha, no?
It depends. It depends. So with our sati, and it has to be not general one, it has to be samma sati, which knows.
Right.
Right.
So, samma lobha can also be there?
No, samma lobha, mitcha, not samma.
No, ma'am, if somebody wants to become enlightenment, he has to understand the lobha is there, and lobha is akushala, ma'am.
That's why panya knows what moment is lobha and what moment is panya. So there are very close jetasika, chanda jetasika,
yes,
and lobha jetasika. Lobha arises with akushala citta, and chanda arises with energy. It arises with panya, it arises with dosa, it arises with lopa. Because someone would like to have dosa, they just keep on thinking, wanting to hate or to dislike more and more with chanda, but not with lopa. Lopa is like and dosa is dislike. So as one as have the idea that it must be dosa, it should be dosa. Why not to have dosa? That is chanda. Why not having dosa? I'd like to have dosa. Keep on dislike that person.
I want to be angry. I want to be angry. I want to dislike the person.
Even you don't say I would like to, but there is chanda to have it.
To have it.
Yeah.
To have it.
You don't have to mention I, because it's there already.
Ma'am, when already in the beginning there are eightfold paths.
No, wrong eightfold path.
I'm not saying right view, right intention. I'm saying wise view and wise intention.
Again, please.
I'm not saying a right view and a right intention. Right livelihood, right speech, right action.
Without intention?
Ma'am.
Impossible.
Ma'am, I'm saying not right, I'm saying wise.
He says that instead of using the word right, he's using the word wise. Wise from like wisdom, wise.
Okay, wise is right.
So, already...
And wise is wrong.
Ma'am, already in the eightfold, as in the papers also, it was a very nice debate. I was thinking.
There
is thinking.
Yeah.
So when there is a wise effort and wise mindfulness and wise concentration, ma'am. Wise concentration.
Concentration. Wise concentration.
Yeah, exactly.
Not right.
So then where is dosha, ma'am?
What?
There is lobha.
Can it be wise without being right? You can use when it's concept, but the reality cannot be changed. That's why we have to use what we talk, sometimes right and sometimes wrong, and sometimes lobha and sometimes other moment.
Concept.
You don't really know, only panya know.
Yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am.
Yeah. That's why panya knows what's right and what's wrong. For example, seeing is seeing, isn't right? Because it's conditioned to arise. No one can change its characteristic at all. No one can make it here. It has to be seen by conditions, not I. Make it. No one can do anything at all because there are proper conditions for each reality. Unknown. That's why I is there. Because of ignorance, unknown, and attachment is there. Condition what?
Kilesa conditions karma.
And karma condition what?
Vipaka.
And vipaka condition what?
Kilesa.
Kilesa.
It's always akusala.
He's asking, is it always akusala?
Kilesa condition akusala citta. Because there are many levels of kilesa. Even right now, there are kilesa akusala citta after seeing. Only 3 moments. Mm-hmm. After seeing, there is the very, very unknown kilesa. But the most that cannot be known is the anusaya.
Anusaya is the kilesa that cannot be known.
Latent tendency.
Why it cannot be known?
It's in the deep rooted, ma'am.
Why it's deep root, deeply rooted?
Because it's hidden.
Because it does not arise at all. Anusya does not arise.
And then it doesn't fall also, ma'am?
Chitta and Chetasika and the anusya, which hasn't been eradicated yet, must be there at each chitta. So it can condition asava, even that cannot be known, but it's there. That's why we
found. Do you know what asava is?
Asava
is a higher level, not so deep kilesa, right, Acha?
It's kilesa which has to arise as long as there is anusya. So anusya is accumulated from moment to moment of akusala citta. It's there in each citta. So when this citta has fallen away, the other citta succeed, whatever that past one have. So anusya is there in each moment of citta, because it does not arise, it's not been eradicated, so it's there, but does not arise. But it conditions the arise of whatever akusala citta is.
Achan, so if I have the question, if there is always anusaya, then how can kusala arise?
Because the accumulation of kusala as well. In citta, there are the, what it's called, asaya, nusaya, the 2 words, asaya and anusaya. Asava can be
kusala, asaya,
asaya can be either kusala or akusala. The accumulation of it is asaya. But when we pointed out anusaya, it has to be akusala or kilesa. So kusala can arise because of asaya, which has been accumulated. But the anusaya is that which are 7 anusaya. It conditioned the arising of kusala moment.
So if there is a moment of, let's say, sati, which is kusala, where is anusaya in that
moment? It's there in each citta because it does not arise.
Ah.
It's there. each moment, no matter what level of panya.
Also, if it's kusala moment, there is anusaya there.
Until the all
arahata.
Yeah, anusaya has been eradicated. No more akusala and kusala.
That means existence is everything is kilesa. Yes, of course.
What level? What level? Anusaya. That's why anusaya kilesa has to be eradicated.
There's written also, ma'am, anusaya is a gem for kilesa.
The conditioned kilesa.
Yes, it's a gem. It's a starting.
Which are anusaya? See, moha is also anusaya as avicha anusaya.
Moha is also, ma'am, it's one form of, it's kilesa.
Moha is kilesa. Ignorance is kilesa.
Yes, moha.
Like now, ignorance. If there's no anusaya, which is ignorance, there cannot be ignorance now.
And what about the smile? Is dosha or moha, ma'am?
What? Smile?
Smile, it's lobha.
Smile?
Smile. What is a smile, Ajahn? Is it moha?
Yim.
Yes, ma'am.
Is it moha or is it lobha?
What condition smile? What condition smile?
What is the condition for smile? You're smiling right now.
What condition smile?
Memory.
Can those condition smile?
No, ma'am. No.
Yes.
But it's not smile.
In Thailand, those are conditioned smile.
No. It's not. Okay.
Ma'am, moha can also not condition smile.
No, it has no.
No, it can't condition.
Yeah, and dosa cannot.
Dosa cannot condition.
And there are three kinds of akusala. Lopa mula citta, dosa mula citta, and moha mula citta. Only lopa mula citta. Citta with lopa can smile, can make the rupa smile, can condition rupa to smile.
Very important, ma'am. Very important. Very important.
Excuse me, what did you say? I was not listening. I'm sorry, Ajahn. What did you say? What is it that conditions smile?
Lopa
mula citta.
Only.
And moha? No.
This is only akusala.
Yes.
But kusala citta also conditions smile.
Right.
But the, not fun or laughing so much.
Right.
That is
the Buddha had. Little smile,
yes.
Right?
Yes, and what type of citta is Buddha's citta?
It's apakaya.
Kriya citta.
Oh, kriya citta.
It's not kusala, no, akusala. The arahata cittas have only kriya citta, which before that is akusala or kusala. But after being an arahata, no more kusala, akusala. Which are conditioned for birth.
Only kriya citta.
No more anusayas also, ma'am.
No.
Completely gone.
Completely.
Never
because
at all.
These are kusala, kusala.
Yeah.
Never to return.
Only kriya.
And vipaka, like seeing is vipaka, not kriya. He has two chatis, vipaka and kriya. No more kusala, no more akusala. Even kusala can condition birth. So arahata doesn't have either akusala. Because of not having akusala, it also doesn't have kusala. But that which is kusala is kriya, because kriya doesn't condition rebirth or life anymore. Kriya citta is not cause or condition for vipaka. That's why the for chati arise to be kusala, akusala, and vipaka, and kriya. Arahata have only vipaka
and Kriya.
And Kriya. Vipaka from his previous deeds before becoming Arahata. Because but after being Arahata, no condition to be Kusala and Akusala, which is the cause of birth of samsara anymore. So it is Kriya, even it's before that it's wholesome.
Ma'am, so understanding is also interdependent on karma?
Yes, when it's not arahata.
Ma'am, when understanding is interdependent on karma...
That's why one can born with panya, right understanding, because the karma which... with right understanding condition.
He in his that life can attain that kind of a wisdom to reach the enlightenment.
What level?
Again it's karma, ma'am.
What level of understanding?
The highest level of the understanding.
Already have such condition? Or just begin to learn to understand?
So, ma'am, if a birth is there, so within if the birth is there, suppose
birth
is there, so at the time of Buddha, very younger age people become enlightened. People have become enlightened. So, but still, how they get the accumulations, ma'am?
He's saying that at the time of the Buddha, people can become enlightened when they were very young.
It depends on conditions. Not all, not everyone.
Ma'am, conditions or accumulations?
All akusala and kusala must be accumulated after it is gone, since it's there once.
Ma'am, accumulations are?
Kusala and akusala is there in each citta.
Of kusala or akusala. And these are interdependent, it's proportional and not proportional, it's related to karma.
What?
Okay. Now there is moment of kusala, right? At moment of understanding, it's kusala.
Yes, ma'am.
At moment of like or dislike or not understanding, it's akusala.
Yes, ma'am.
Every kusala and akusala which arises and falls away, left the mark or something, the anusya there in each citta, from moment to moment, until the attainment of sotapanna, the mucchatiti, which is anusya, is completely eradicated. After that, no more wrong understanding or wrong view. This is the level of sotapanna, not arahata. So who knows what is there? While people listened to the teachings of the Buddha, some became enlightened at level of sotapanna, and some not at all, and some sakatanami, by conditions which is accumulated each moment each citta.
Ma'am, that conditions, among that condition, one can be the consciousness and mindfulness.
Citta arises with cetasika.
It's at the highest level.
It depends on level. For example, if you haven't accumulated the panya or understanding or hearing the teachings before, no condition to hear, to listen to the teachings of the Buddha. Not even one word. But for those who had accumulated very little of accumulation of panya, the citta which was born can be the citta with panya. So the opportunity, condition to hear and listen to the teaching with understanding develops by conditions. If that life, even the king and queen had no opportunity to see the Buddha, to hear and to listen, no condition to understand the teachings. But King Bimbisara, King Pasendi, they all have condition to hear the teachings. Because King Bimbisara had made his decision to be the king, to have the Buddha came to his country when he was born, and to have opportunity to listen and to become enlightened. One cannot make a wish by not understanding anything. So even King Bimbisara understood some level of understanding. After he heard the teaching, he became enlightened. Without conditions, without the accumulation of kusala with panya, it's impossible to have anything else to condition understanding the teachings. That's why people who read Tipitaka have wrong understanding.
Yes, ma'am.
Achan, a moment ago, Akhil asked if understanding is conditioned by karma.
Understanding is conditioned from previous understanding accumulation.
And yes.
And that moment is karma as well, not akusala. It is kusala karma, which conditioned the birth as human being with citta that have panya accumulated.
Yes.
That's why people are different, because karma is so very different. Just a moment and make another moment different and make another different from that which has arisen before, even long, long time ago. That's why the five khandhas, the rupa khandha cannot know anything, and the citta is the chief of experiencing, and the 50 cetasikas are sankhara khandha. Now they are working unknowingly, no one there. So tomorrow you hear, listen and understand more from today. Not you, but sankhara khandha, which is cetasikas.
And one more question. Ajahn mentioned five khandhas and
yes.
Five nimittas.
There are dhamma. There are dhammas. They are different. That which cannot experience is rupa. One khanda.
Right.
Khanda means whatever arises and falls away.
Uh-huh.
It's khanda. That right. Is the main point of khanda. So there are five. There are dhammas. One kind cannot experience is rupa, and it arises and falls away, so it is rupa khanda. The explanation more and more follow just the beginning, the first word which begins, like khanda. And then there are two kinds of khanda, rupa khanda, never experience anything at all. Whenever it arises, hard and soft, or heat and cold, and visible object and sound, so on. They cannot experience. And the nama, that which experience.
Nama khanda.
But there are two kinds of nama. Citta, cetasika. They arise, but they are not the same. They arise and fall away together. But citta, only citta itself, experience, the chief of experience, object. And each cetasika has its own characteristic, its own function, its own manifestation, and its own proximate cause. But these are the world arising and falling away. But there is a reality which cannot arise, does not arise, no condition for its arising. It's the end of the arising and falling away, conditioned by panya, which experience that reality which does not appear at all. And by then, it's the absolute eradication of kilesa, stage by stage. And that is Nibbana. So Nibbana is not rupa. Nibbana is real. But Nibbana is not citta, cetasika. But since it's not rupa, it's nama.
Mm-hmm.
Not nama khanda. Because there are five khandas, the rupa khanda, and the four are nama khandas. The four nama khandas must arise together. They cannot be separated. So citta is vinyana khanda. And the other three cetasika is that feeling khanda, vedana khanda. Each moment there must be the feeling of that object which feels, but not the citta feel. not the other chetasika fields, only that reality which arises and feels, even right now, anytime, any moment, even while one is asleep, whenever there is citta, there must be chetasika. So one namakanda is vijnana khanda, which is citta. So there are many words for citta, vijnana, or mano, or mana, see, different words. And three namakanda are chetasika, 50 chetasika, because one chetasika feels, another chetasika marks and remember, memory, recognizing the object. And the other is sankhara khanda.
Sankhara.
The other 50 chetasikas perform the function of sankhara khanda, condition each other on and on and on and on differently.
I'm condition of the mental formation.
Whatever. Sankhara khanda.
It's a mental formation.
Yes, if you like. Yeah.
You can translate like that.
Mm-hmm. But I think that the translation, no matter in Thai or English or in any language, does not fit the real meaning.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Because the meaning is so very, very subtle. No word can explain all in full meaning of it at all. That's why we just understand by many words to the whether this word can be understood or that word can be understood. They all depends to condition more and more understanding when we understand better and better. So the person who just think about going to meditation center or doing anything without understanding the teachings of the Buddha are not Buddhists, because they do not really understand the great virtues of the Buddha. Even we talk about this, we follow his words and consider and have very little understanding comparing to his great understanding. So we pay respect, highly respect, any time we talk about the truth because of his kindness or karuna, mahakaruna. He taught for the others to have the understanding of the truth and to be able to become enlightened to the truth, but not as much as him. But even so, that can eradicate the defilements to be Sotapanna, Sakatagami, Anagami, and Arahata. If anyone does not hear the teachings at all, how can he teach the Buddhist words? It's wrong. So today, it's time for the teachings to be deteriorated from time to time, little by little, until no one understands what is Dhamma. Even right now, if you ask anyone, what is Dhamma? Say what they say. They don't know that this moment is Dhamma, because Dhamma is any reality which is real, anything which is real. Seeing is real, seeing is Dhamma. So all are Dhammas and all conditioned Dhamma are not permanent. They are all dukkha because they cannot say it. They have to arise and fall by condition. And the other Nibbana, that's why Sabbe Dhamma, Sabbe Sankhara Anicca, Sabbe Sankhara Dukkha, Sabbe Dhamma Anatta, including Nibbana. All realities are anatta. So if we don't understand anattaness of everything, we haven't listened to the teachings of Buddha yet. But we think that by paying respect, one is the
yes.
Buddhist. The teachings is now reclining.
I was talking in the morning, two types of...
Who can see me? Who can understand the teachings?
Yes, ma'am. Like in my place also, people worship Lord Buddha with incense sticks and lot of the homage they pay to the Buddha. And one sect is that they say, we don't worship Buddha. If we started worshipping Buddha, then we will not able to understand his teachings.
Mm-hmm.
So they give respect that much only. Okay, they pay respect. But not like very traditional, like chanting and this and that and sound and music and rallies and...
In India.
Yes.
He says that they
anywhere.
Worship.
Anywhere. Not India. Thailand.
I know that place, ma'am.
Yeah.
So they follow the teachings of Buddha.
Yeah. And
what are the Buddha words? Yeah. If we start praying someone, we will not follow his teachings.
Not someone, only the statue.
Statue.
And ask the statue and think that this statue is more, is better than the other.
Yes. Than another statue. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like Wat Phat Kaeo, Emerald Buddha, and the Yasothon, and so and so.
Like the statue in this temple is more powerful than the statue in another temple. Right?
So they go to the one the thing is powerful to ask.
Yes.
Ma'am, how you think of Mara, ma'am? What
of
is
Mara?
Mara. We have to understand what is the term Mara mean.
Negative thoughts, ma'am.
Mara is the one who obstructs the other's progress.
That
is Mara.
That is Mara.
Yeah. So there are Kilesa Mara, one's own Kilesa, and Kanda Mara, Matju Mara, and Deva Mara.
Deva Mara.
Mm-hmm.
Deva Mara is superpowers. We should leave them.
The one who came to Buddha and said that he shouldn't become enlightened, and after his enlightenment, he had his followers, which in the Tipitaka called daughter Tita of the Mara, to come and try to lure Buddha to not to become enlightened, but Buddha has enlightened already. So he still came after 7 years of his enlightenment to ask him to pass away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excuse me, not 7 years before his death, but 7 years he came again, many times, asking him to not teach. It's all right for him. He has become enlightened, but better not to teach the other. See, this is Mara. I think that we shouldn't much mind about Mara, because actually one's own Kilesa is Mara.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Than the other. If we understand Mara, we don't think that he has any power at all. It has to be Kilesa.
Kilesa Mara.
Kamma.
Kamma.
Vipaka. That should be known. Without understanding, it's more and more each moment. More difficult to get rid or to understand. Because many people don't want to hear, even hearing the teachings. They think that, I don't know whether it's true or not. It's passed on. So many years, 100,000, so on.
Ma'am, how to have that kind of a understanding of right mindfulness and consciousness of that particular moment?
Without the teaching, do you have any idea of no self? There are only different conditioned realities. From hearing, considering, it brings about understanding that seeing is real because it's now. Who makes it arise? Without the eye-base. And how come the eye-base? Without karma. See, it keeps on and on.
It's so fast, ma'am. It's so fast.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone. It's arising.
By not understanding, one reality arises and falls away. Attachment is there. Each process. See? So how much more of Kilesa in a day? At moment of seeing just one, Kilesa follows immediately. Like you cut the rubber tree.
Yes, ma'am.
See? Even just a dot is there. And a dot does not appear many. Nimitta, always nimitta. We live in the world of nimitta. of the succession of the arising and falling away of realities. There will not be Akhil with our nimitta of many rupas. Different from this, different from that, see? Each moment is different and never to return. So the world goes on and on like this, with more avicca, more kilesa. That's why people all over the world, the government or the farmer or the whatever, try to have no problem, but they don't know how come problem. So no one can solve the problem at all, because they don't know how come the problem. And what is the world?
The world is what arises.
Here and there, see. Only this is the world. Because it appears, so it's a world. Can you say that it's not a world, in a world, something? It's there. It's a world.
It's arising.
So without anything arising, there's no world. But whatever arises is the world.
And you have mentioned without arising and falling there is no world. There's mentioned the quotes.
And there are six worlds, right, Achan?
Mm-hmm. Huh. And we can say anything which is conditioned to arise is a world. If nothing arises, no world. But if there are only rupas, not that which can experience it, no world. Even is there, it's a world, but no one knows, because no reality which experiences it.
You have to experience the reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Why there are six worlds?
No. Yes. It might be supernatural.
What did you say?
I asked him, do you know why there are six worlds?
Not more? Or more?
More?
More or more? More or only six?
More or only six?
Loka.
Loka.
Loka, you are talking about loka.
Yes.
Loka.
But without these doorway, how can you know?
Yes, ma'am.
So there are six doorways, right? So each doorway is a world, the world of visual seeing, or the world
hearing.
Of visual. Can you say the world of visual object?
Whatever,
right?
It's not that you have to say like this, you have to
right.
think like this.
Whatever pleases you.
The world of seeing or visual object.
World of listening.
The world of not the hearing.
And the world of seeing.
With the world
seeing,
of seeing.
It cannot appear.
Right.
So everything which arises is the world.
It's the world. Now.
Because this is the world, in this world is here and gone.
This is real.
And the world of thinking is the world of concepts? Can we say that? World
Excuse me? Before there can be concept,
yeah.
Is there also thinking?
There is mental activity. Yeah.
Who knows that as soon as the seeing has fallen away?
That's the mind or...
The moment even that does not appear, only when it becomes image.
Right.
But without the arising and falling away of reality, there's no image of anything.
Ma'am, arising and falling...
Passed away.
But when it was arising, the mindfulness was also arising?
Not at once. This is what Buddha taught.
The next moment.
There must be the beginning of this life. The first moment, the patisanticitta. Without patisanticitta, no world. Because it's the beginning of life or that which experience. Whenever citta arises, it has to experience
something.
Yeah.
After it arises, the
citta
arises.
Falls away, and then it falls away by
bhavanga citta.
Instantly by anantara paccaya.
Yes, ma'am.
and sammanantarapajya. Nothing can arise after patisanticitta. Only that pavanga, conditioned by the same karma. Because to condition just one moment to be result of karma is not enough at all. Just one moment of birth consciousness is not enough to be result of one karma, which has done in the past. It conditioned more than that. So it conditioned bhavanga citta, same karma, which conditioned the patisanti citta, conditioned the bhavanga immediately after that patisanti citta has fallen away. Nothing cannot arise. Nothing cannot arise. See? So panya cannot arise.
Yes,
after
ma'am.
That.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
see?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So it goes on until it's time for seeing, and there cannot be seeing at once. There must be the panchatvara vachana.
Yes, ma'am.
After that has fallen away, panchatvara vachana does not see, but it knows that something is there at the ibis. Mm. After that, seeing arises because of that aspajya, to see that which has arisen before citta, which is the ideas and the object which is there has to arise before seeing, not together. So we count the what you call lifespan of rupa, but it's not life. It's how long does it stay? 17 moments of the arising and falling of citta.
Yes.
One rupa falls away.
So, ma'am, arising and falling every time sati patthana is there?
Not yet, not yet. Because okay. From patisanti, it has to be bhavanga.
That's
and
why.
Buddha experienced directly the details of how citta, each citta arise and fall away in split second, while the others can experience only the image of 100,000 uncountable. Mm-hmm. To condition a form of eyes, ears, and everything before one, there can be the and be known as what is there. See?
Known it as what is there, not
yeah,
known yes,
known as yeah, yeah, this yeah, yeah. Everything. So, this is a great panya of Buddha. No yeah. one can understand
no
like
one
him
can,
at yeah. all, but one can see all are anatta. No one at all, only conditions. So everything is only conditioned reality by the proper conditions only. It cannot be changeable.
It's mind-blowing.
Anatta. This is to understand the anatta-ness as no one.
No.
As long as there is I, it's wrong. Because everything is gone completely. Never to return, followed by the next one all the time.
Ma'am, it means okay. that higher level of the satipatthana leads to shotapan.
If there is no pariyati,
no pariyati,
then can never be the condition for the arising of satipatthana.
Exactly, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Pariyati should be yeah. the experiencing should be there.
Yeah. So the one who goes to meditation center.
He don't have any
doesn't have pariyati
no
at all.
Pariyati.
Yeah, just want to.
No pariyati, then no pati.
So what they are doing is not satipatthana, because they don't know sati at different levels. Now there is sati at moment of understanding, but not satipatthana.
Yes, ma'am. Sati is there, patthana is not there. Yeah, efforts.
Not yet until it can. Be conditioned for satipatthana. It grows enough, firm enough. That is the satyayana.
Satyayana.
Yes, because there are pariyati, conditioned patipati, and patipati conditioned pativeda.
Pativeda.
And another words, satyayana, kityayana, katayana. Three levels too. Pariyati is the understanding.
Understanding. Second is experience, ma'am.
Understanding enough.
Enough.
Enough understanding good enough, firm enough to be conditions for sati, which no one knows when it's proper time for sati. Like Sariputta didn't realize that it's time for him to become Sotapanna at moment of listening to Asachi. Only two lines, there are four lines. Only two lines he became Sotapanna. That after two, he listened as Sotapanna. While Mokkhalana takes only four lines, Sariputta takes only two lines of the words of Asachi. Who knows? He didn't know before that he would be Sotapanna at what place, when and where and how. But now it begins to develop until its proper time, even for Satipatthana. At moment when Satipatthana arises, no doubt about the difference between other level and Satipatthana level. So when it's Prativeda, the realization, Vipassana Jnana, unexpectedly, like Satipatthana's moment, unexpected, what is its object? It arises to be aware of such, not being told to be aware of this, because that is the idea of self. But when it's the understanding of non-self, nothing can be known beforehand. What will be next moment? Even next moment cannot be known, whether it's hearing or thinking. Actually, there must be thinking followed the seeing, hearing, but not as word.
It can also conclude too that after the enlightenment, there is no citta.
No citta. No condition for citta to arise.
Yes,
when there is no citta for citta to arise, it cannot, nothing can be, can arise.
Citta ke vimukta buddhi hi ho sakte hai.
What's that?
Ma'am, there is only one person in the world. Chit ka vimukt. Vimukt matlab kya hua?
Vimukti.
Limutti. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Chitta, that particular chitta is vimutti from akusala.
Okay.
Vimutti means free?
To be delivered from.
Oh.
Yeah.
And there, chitta vimutti means chitta with no akusala. Right.
Sir, second way we can say in our word, chitta ka vimukt. Chitta ka vimukt sirf buddh hai. Matlab chitta.
The Buddha had chitta vimukti. Right.
Yes, all liberation. Only arahata. Buddha can do it.
It depends on what level. For example, when we use vimukti, we use the panja, which understand the object clearly as Vipassana Jnana and as Aryan, Sota, Sakatagami, Anagami, and Arahata, only Vimutti. The yes, other can have Kusala but not Vimutti.
Yes, ma'am.
There are many levels and many different levels of only that particular. For example, Sati. Sati at moment of Dana, it's the Sati which thinks about giving.
Yes.
At the other moment, when there's no giving, it's not sati, which thinks about giving.
And knows that giving is kusala, right?
Pardon?
Sati, that thinks about giving.
So there is giving.
Also knows that giving is kusala, right?
Another level. People give without any understanding. Yes. But sati, think about giving. So it conditions the moment of giving. So each kusala citta must have sati.
That is condition. That is compulsory.
That is the function of sati.
To perform kusala.
To recollect, to think about, to have such moment of giving by sati. At moment of understanding, there is sati. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not ignorance. So sati is a jetasika which arises with each kusala. or wholesome citta.
Oh.
So there are altogether 19 wholesome citta-sikas.
So when we cross the street with sati, we are crossing the street, kusala crossing.
When we are eating, we eat with kusala or kusala. See, or with lobha. Impossible. That's why we need a careful study of the teachings. Any Thai or, I don't know, the other. When they think of sati, they think of very simple thing, as to be aware in English conventionally.
Yeah.
But we don't have the word for realities, so we use the mundane words to explain the realities, but yeah. We have another words to explain in order to see the difference between ordinary sati awareness and that which is the real sati taught by Buddha. That sati must be the wholesome cetasika because it remembers, it thinks about the wholesome thing at that moment, like giving away things for the one who needs, or sila. Mm-hmm. Stop from, restrain from ill words, unpleasant words, harmful words, see. Mm-hmm. All depends on sati. Even coming to Thailand to have discussion on Dhamma is by sati. So each kusala of each level must have sati. So sati arises with any moment of wholesomeness, which can be kusala, or vipaka, or kriya. Because when at moment of birth, it depends on condition, which is a kamma, with sati to be born as human being and other higher plane of existence.
At what moment does the sati arise?
Pardon?
The sati that conditions a kusala birth?
Kusala.
Kusala,
yes. Vipaka,
yes.
Not kusala.
Kusala
vipaka. We have to say the full.
Madam, yeah. The 2% sati should be same in the case of Kalyan Mitra.
Pardon?
What?
Kusala is there, then the Kalyan Mitra is there.
Kusala is there and the Kalyanimitta is there.
Kalyan Mitra.
Yeah, I know what Kalyanimitta means.
What is Kalyanimitta?
Good friend, good friend.
Yes.
Ma'am, it's having the same level of the sati.
But
not level, the same level of understanding.
But who are you talking about? You're saying that the Kalyanimitta has sati, or what?
Same level of understanding.
Same level than what?
Sati, it's not right understanding. There are altogether 19 cetasika which arises with every citta. It means that citta cannot arise with the akusa cetasika, right? Citta, in order to be wholesome, needs the wholesome cetasika to arise with it.
Okay. The conditions
without the wholesome cetasika, citta cannot be wholesome. So it's the cetasikas which condition citta to be kusala or akusala, and kamma, and vipaka, and kriya. So sati, it's one of the 19 cetasikas.
Kusala cetasika.
Or vipaka, kusala vipaka, and kriya. The wholesome cetasikas are vipaka when they arise with the vipaka citta. So the kamma, the kusala kamma, condition the kusala vipaka citta, not only kusala, because kusala is the cause, but the vipaka can be either the result of wholesome or unwholesome. So we have to say kusala vipaka, the result of kusala. A kusala vipaka, the result, it has to be the result, not the cause, but it is the result of kusala, or the result of a kusala. We have to use full word. Kusala is only the cause, but kusala vipaka is the cause, the result of the kusala citta. So it is kusala, vipaka, result of kusala. If you use just kusala, it's a cause. If you use only vipaka, we don't know from kusala or akusala deeds. So we have to use kusala vipaka. So being born a human being or deva are the result of kusala. And Buddha Pali is the kusala vipaka was born by kusala as condition. So seeing is vipaka. Hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. In the day, so many cittas cannot be known. What can be known if seeing? The citta before seeing is not known. The citta after seeing is not known. It's known only when it is kusala or akusala, like or dislike, or kusala. But the cittas in between these are not known. Impossible to know. Because it's not seeing. That's why for seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, these five are uppatti, and the rest are nippatti. To see that it begins conditioned by seeing, to think about many things, and the world keeps on going from seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching.
Uppatti and nipatti.
Uppatti. Yes. It's the 10 citta. 5 eyes, ears, nose, tongue and body. 2 of them. Kusala vipaka or akusala vipaka. So there are 10 together. Citta condition, cetasika, and cetasika condition, citta. When they arise together, do they know the others?
Yes, ma'am. No, they don't know.
They don't know each other. One another.
Okay.
But they arise together, perform different functions, their own function. Citta.
Vipaka is to be, all of them, the result is the vipaka is the result. Ma'am, they don't know each other.
Not at all, when they arise together.
But the result is one.
Because they experience the same object.
Okay, ma'am.
So they cannot know each other. And this is the world, and this is not self, and this is the realization, the enlightenment of the Buddha. Each word is the truth of everything which appears, which cannot be known by the other, only the Buddha himself. Our understanding comes from the teachings of the Buddha. The whole samsara without the teaching of the Buddha is blind. Just be born and die. Between that, only seeing, hearing, smelling, pleasant, unpleasant, and everything gone unknowingly. No one knows that this moment would be the past life of next life. But when we were born, when we are born, next time, next life, know nothing about this moment. Completely gone. So, where are you from?
I don't know.
Where would you be?
I don't know.
See, just this life is known. And with wrong view of self, with many, many accumulation of akusala, even it has fallen away since it was there before, what is left is the anusaya.
Anusaya.
So the anusaya does not arise, but it conditions the arising of akusala. The akusala of lopa, of such and such, even the color, keep on, succeed to next life. What color do you like? Do you like? Did you say yesterday, what color do you like?
No. I didn't say it, Jan.
Because not
yellow.
Well, it was just an example, but I have no preference.
I see.
Only some. I need to see if I'm seeing a shirt at this moment. I can know. Oh, I like the red shirt or the green shirt or the.
I see.
But generally, I have no preference.
Actually, likes everything which appears, depending on the degree, more or less.
Right.
Just temporarily, it's gone, everything gone. But the idea of self is there, like never pass away at all. So momentarily death, all the time, from moment to moment, never to return. When it's experienced directly, attachment becomes less and less with wrong idea of self. Actually, that is conditioned to rise and pass away. So this is the world, no one, no idea that this is I would like this and that for me, for my family or sister and friends. See, nothing. Attachment is attachment. Aversion is aversion. Wrong understanding is wrong understanding. Each different ones are conditioned to arise. Millions and millions of samsara, years and years ago, and endlessly, when there's no right understanding enough to become sotapanna. But the kilesa can be eradicated only by understanding, step by step, stage by stage, from hearing and considering this is the absolute truth. No one can change the way it is at all.
Absolute reality.
Absolute. Mm-hmm. So when one understanding this, it's also very pleasant to know the truth and much more to learn. So much more relief from clinging and trouble and dukkha. So now we enjoy dukkha. That which arises and falls away all the time, to be lured by the image, the succession of reality, which never come back.
She was asking yesterday with that group and foundation that will ever the result of any kilesha will be kushla or not? Result of kilesha.
The kilesa?
The result of kilesha.
The...
And she was giving the example.
I think you're asking that if the result of kilesa can be kusala or akusala, right?
That is always akusala.
The result of kilesa, is it always akusala?
We begin with now. Ignorance is akusala or kusala? Not understanding the truth as it is, akusala. So when there is a understanding the truth, is it kusala or akusala? We can know by itself, only very little, from the beginning, not being to understand deeper or more than this.
It's on the surface only.
On and on, the panya developed. For example, we talk about sati, it has to be kusala, wholesome. So it arises with kusala citta and kusala vipaka and also kriya for arahata. See? But sati cannot be panya.
No, ma'am.
So panya is panya. Yes. And many degrees of panya. From hearing the first word, the second, the third, and on, it brings more and more panya. Not self. So we learn from the very beginning to the end that truth cannot be changed at all. That reality is reality, not belong to anyone, and not anyone at all. It's only a reality, conditioned, otherwise nothing arises. So whatever condition Buddha talk about to see that all are not self. So we begin with the understanding of no one, no self. There are only different realities. So we study more and we know how little we know, little by little. For example now, we understand that sati must be the reality which is wholesome. Because of it, there is dana. Not forgetting about dana, thinking about it, recollecting about it, so it's condition the manners of giving away things, dana, sila, bhavana, the development of panya, not the practice.
Bhavana is intention.
Intention is not sati. So there is ill, wrong intention and wholesome intention.
Two types of intentions.
But it is the intention because it coordinates the citta and cetasika.
So bhavana giving dana, so it's
at that moment there are not less than 19 jetasika, which is wholesome.
Yes, ma'am.
Nothing can be missed. There must be sada, sati, and many other. Little by little we learn to understand, not just to remember in order, but to understand each one better and better. For example, we use the word sati. We don't know it yet, just heard about it, that it is that which bring about the manners or the giving, the action of giving, because not missing or not forgetting about to give. In a day when there's no giving, it's not remembering, not thinking about giving. But that sati itself is that which not forget, thinking about it, condition the giving of something, because we have many things that we can give, but no sati to give. See? And no sati to, for sila, for anything which is wholesome, see?
No so, to give.
All wholesome deeds need sati and other wholesome chitta-sikas to be that level of kusala. See? Yeah, and sata.
Sata, ma'am, what?
Yeah. And what is sata? See? Sata. Very little understanding about it. Yes. Because at moment of one citta arising with not less than 19 jetasikas, sata, sati, and everything just arise at once with one moment of citta. Which one appears? It depends. Because they are anatta. So when sati is aware, it means that directly be aware of the characteristic of a reality. It does not have any sign before for it to arise and be aware. No selection. Like now.
And ma'am, conditions are there.
What?
Conditions are there.
Condition. Yeah. Without condition, nothing can arise. That's why condition is the last Abhidhamma Pitaka, of the Abhidhamma Pitaka, the last Kampi book on it. Because we have to know that before we know conditions. Because whatever arises needs more than one condition. For example, without the eye base, the rupa, which can be the rupa, which the visible object can impinge on it. One condition. Nisya pachya. And without the aramana, that which impinge on it, which appears now, there can never be citta to arise to see it by way of aramana pachya. Because the word aramana means whatever is the object at that very moment which it experiences, no matter what. Citta or jetasika or rupa or concept or whatever can be object of citta.
So you say that the book of conditions is the last book of the Abhidhamma Pitaka.
Patthana.
Patthana. So there's an order in the books, in the books?
No, just can you know condition before you know what is there?
No.
You have to have the understanding before you can understand the Pachya, because the Pachya is also Dhamma. But if you don't know the Dhamma, any Dhamma, how can you know the conditions for its arising?
Right.
Not in order.
The books are not in order now.
Any book, any teaching. But it begins from now. What appears and what is it? There must be that which is seen, which cannot experience, but it's real, so it's Dhamma. But there's not that which is seen. There must be the seeing which sees it. See? So different reality. Only this, it takes more than one lifetime to see the distinction between that which experience and that which is experienced. That's why keep on understanding and
he uses
listening. Yeah.
When Ajahn speaks very deeply, he uses the word mind-blowing, which in Thai means talung. Talung. He says that Ajahn's words are talung.
Talung. Yeah.
Yes, talung.
Everyone, not only you, me too, everyone who can know that without the words of the Buddha, the right word, he know how to represent reality by such and such words.
Ajahn say everyone?
Yes, you too.
Everyone can know, you mean? Or?
Cannot know anything without the word of the Buddha.
Oh, we cannot know
anything. Taling. So we taling.
We telling with the words of the Buddha.
We telling the words. What's that? So great. So meaningful.
Right.
So open up. What is there now? No one, nothing. Only the absolute realities. But when it's not the word of the Buddha, no telling.
No telling.
Because we know what they say, the others say already.
Yes.
Because it's not the word of the Buddha.
Ignorance, right? Mm-hmm. Ignorance.